And this part, the 39, what did I say, 39, it was all concealed. It's why people don't, if you listen to anybody, everybody, you get confused. Because in this Old Testament, and I know, I'm just giving you just a little outline. You got scholars and things. I'm just going to teach what I know by the Holy Ghost. I'm not a scholar. I'm just a Holy Ghost man. That's all I am. And whatever he taught me, I can teach it. What I don't know, I don't know it. So I'm not going to try to fake it to you like I know something. That's good enough. So this old was concealed. You will get glimpse of it. Are y'all in the house? And but in getting glimpse of it, you didn't know the revelation of it, what it means. I give you one. For unto us a child is born. Unto us what? A son is given. And can y'all put that up? The government shall be up on his shoulder. I think in 9:6. Isaiah 9:6. I think I'm right. The government shall be where? What? Where? Upon his shoulder. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Watch this now. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Give me the next verse. And of his increase, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Now back up to verse 6 again. I'll show you something. All right, here we go. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Right? Now look what the prophet did. He couldn't see it. Look what he did. He only prophesied and gave what he saw. It'd be good that preachers would do that today. They talking all this stuff. They don't even know what they're talking about. Leave it alone if you don't know what you're talking about. Confusing people. Come on. But unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Then he jumped all the way over into the millennium. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Jesus' shoulders. You think the government is on Jesus' shoulders now? You know better. This wicked. Anyway, this uncontrollable government and stuff they are doing. Jesus sure is not operating it. Too many, you think they fair in all they do? You know better. It's not hard to, you know better. So, the government shall be upon his shoulder. They jumped from the prophet was prophesying and God let him prophesy to what he could, he would have him to prophesy. But he didn't see the church aid. And this is what I want to talk about today. This is what Jesus was saying. If no man lights a candle and put it where? On the bushel. But you put it on the what? Lampstand. So the people can see. Because see, you're living in a dispensation. You're living in a dispensation where people will cheat you, lie to you, kill you, rob you, do anything they can, cuss you, call you anything, do anything, say anything, don't care what they do. I just saw a commercial. I think we were watching I don't know which one it was. It may have been Houston and St. Mary. Basketball game yesterday evening. I think that's what I was watching. Last night, whenever it was. And they had a commercial on, I don't remember the commercial, but they were talking about families, and that's parents, that's what they're talking about, parents. Two men kissing. See how bold Satan is? Two men kissing. And I supposed to accept that? That devil is a lie. You can kiss all you want to, but you ain't gonna make it right, and I ain't gonna accept it, and I'm not gonna change my preaching. Because you done conned up something, you can't find that in the Bible. So the reason why you want to get a revelation of this light, because see, you'll be caught up in that stuff. And that kind of stuff can destroy you quick. They're trying to tell you that, you know, if you get this disease, you got this. When you get wicked, you can't find wicked stuff to fix wicked stuff. So, we must know our God. We must know what's been given to us. We must know what belongs to us. We must know how to take possession of what's ours. In the midst of all this chaos, wicked and ungodly practice, we don't hate nobody. I don't care who you are, I don't care what color you are, I don't care how much you have, don't have. We don't hate you. I don't hate you. But I sure do hate sin because God hates sin. If you're listening to what I have to say, God will save you. Otherwise, you can get born again, get delivered from that stuff. Amen. So are you listening to me? So I want to pick up, glory to God. I have Holy Ghost to help me. I want to pick up in Luke Gospel chapter 12, so y'all can go ahead and put that up. Luke 12, 32, Passion Translation. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what we want to talk about today. That's why he wants you to have a what? Revelation of the kingdom. Because it is what? Your Father, say my Father. Good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now put this scripture up. Galatians 1 and 4. And I will give you two of them so you can see why I'm talking, how the Lord is speaking like he's speaking. Who gave himself, what? For our sins, that he might do what? Deliver us from what? This present evil world. According to what? That's why he wouldn't deliver you from something, not give you something. I'm going to say it again. He would not deliver you from something and not give you something. See, you, because of Adam, the Adam's act of disobedience, put us in a world that we did not belong. Did y'all hear me? And that's why there's so much pain and suffering. And God wants you to learn how to come over his world and receive the good life while all this evil going on. You know why?